House Bill 2002 was a request bill from a constituent asking me to address issues with group home facilities. Currently, nursing homes, assisted living facilities are not required to have evacuation plans filed with their local fire department or emergency management directors in the county, nor are they required to have generators. We've been working on this for a couple of years, and I think managed to come up with some compromise language which will benefit the people in the state. During the ice storms a couple of years ago, we saw many facilities had to shut down and they had to evacuate the residents. And all the experts agree it's better if we can keep the residents in place and provide a safe accommodations for them to remain at their place where they're accustomed, where they have their homes. So anything we can do along those lines to better prepare them in case of a power outage, this increases the likelihood that they'll be able to make it through the disaster in a much better condition. The bill only regulates facilities 50 or more residents, and it says also that they have an opt-out provision, which we copied from Maryland, that if it will cause great financial harm to the facility, to the business, then they can show that to the health department and they can opt out. So I'm hoping this will address the problem with those facilities that they've raised, saying that this could possibly shut them down. Now, the facilities are doing just fine financially. They'll be able to work with the health department, who will be promulgating the rules on how to address the situation as far as what type of generator to have. And also, they'll be able to show the floor plan whenever they have to do the evacuation plan. So they'll be able to work out those problems, hopefully, with the health department.